The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review.
On today's episode, episode number 101, entitled Relationship Communication, I chat with podcast host and relationship coach Chase Kosterlitz. Chase and I talk about the keys to communication in a relationship and how this leads to success in most relationships, and how having bad communication often leads to poor relationships or even potentially breaking up a relationship. And yes, if you haven't noticed, I am still stuffed up and a little sick. Hopefully I'll be good in the next few days. Man, this winter has been really tough and probably one of the worst winters I've ever had as far as being sick goes. But I am being optimistic and hope I will be 100% very shortly. But I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. It's really interesting. Chase is an awesome, awesome guy, and he has some great tips about communication in relationships.
Are you looking to improve your life in a number of very important ways? Do you want to improve, say, your health, your fitness, your business, your dating life, your confidence level, your social skills, even your style? Any one of these areas? If so, the best way to do it right now is to join our Facebook group. The Elite Man Mastermind Group is the best way to build a sense of community online. It's so tough nowadays to feel like you're connected to like-minded people. Joining this Facebook group solves that problem. We have hundreds of awesome people, speakers, thought leaders, life coaches, dating coaches, business leaders, health and fitness experts, bloggers, podcasters, and just regular awesome people like yourself in the group right now. And they're sharing their incredible insights, advice, tips, strategies, and techniques to mastering all sorts of really important areas of your life. If you're serious about improving your life, go right now to Facebook and type in Elite Man Mastermind in the search bar. Type it up right now and join the group. I'll approve the request as soon as possible. It's a closed group, which means it's pretty intimate and not everyone can join. But right now, if you log on, I'll have you added within the same day. I want to get as many awesome people like yourself into the group as possible. We have such a great community of leaders, speakers, coaches, influencers, people to help share their insights with you and share great ideas with each other, to build each other up and build incredible relationships with one another, and help each other become the best people we can be. So join this group right now if you're looking to connect with other incredible people just like you and become the best version of yourself. Join now. Go on Facebook and type in Elite Man Mastermind. Okay, back to the show now. All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from EliteManMagazine.com. And my guest today is fellow podcaster Chase Kosterlitz from the I Do podcast. And we're going to talk about some really cool relationship stuff today. So, Chase, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Justin.
No problem, brother. Just quickly talk about what you and I know your wife, Sarah, who I was just on your guys' show, was, you know, had a great time. Just talk quickly about what you and Sarah do on the I Do podcast and kind of how you came up with that, just so our audience has a good sort of understanding of your work and sort of what you do now.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little over 2 years ago, we started the podcast just before we were getting married, and like yourself, we're kind of entrepreneurial, and I love podcasts. I can't work out or go on a walk without them. So we kind of looked at what was out there, and we were getting ready to get married, and there weren't really many relationship podcasts or certainly like for younger couples. So we decided, you know, we would try that as our podcast, and, you know, very worst, we get free relationship advice. And along the way, hopefully, help some people out. So we started that up. And since then, we've interviewed close to 100 therapists and experts, authors, couples that are really experts in the field. By no means are we experts. We just kind of interview them, but over time we've gathered knowledge and got a pretty good base on the things that will help a relationship thrive, and we share that with our listeners and we try to apply it to our own lives.
Awesome, man. Yeah, and I like how you say, you know, by no means, you know, are we experts. You know, even guys like in the top of their field say similar things like that. Like, I remember having Robert Greene on the show once, and you know, he's written, you know, phenomenal books about mastery, about conquering fears, you know, 48 laws of power, you know, how to gain power, just, you know, phenomenal sort of iconic books. And even he himself has said things like he doesn't consider him a master in any of those things, or, you know, an expert in the things he teaches. You know, we're all constantly learning. But I think, Chase, I think you have a great understanding about relationships, and I think you probably are an expert, even if you don't want to give yourself credit after doing about 100 interviews with some of these top people. I mean, it just rubs off on you. You learn so much through podcasting or through doing interviews with some of the people, you know, in sort of the top of their game, the top of this field. So, you know, I'm excited to bring you on, man, and you know, I want to sort of pick your brain about relationships, because, you know, this is a big topic for guys that, you know, a lot of guys listening, and, you know, a lot of guys out there thinking about maybe jumping in a relationship, or maybe guys who have already taken that step and are in a relationship now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to help.
So Chase, I know you wanted to talk today about communication in relationships, and this is obviously a huge, huge topic when it comes to relationship. And one of the biggest things, sort of the biggest obstacles I think people face when they're in relationships, like, this can be sort of a make or break for relationships. If your communication is great, you know, things are typically going great in your relationship. If it's poor, things are typically going south in your relationship, but there's a lot of conflict or a lot of sort of arguments and fights, and it's very important to figure out, you know, the right way to communicate, how to communicate, and how to be most effective doing that. So, you know, where do we start with communication? What's the number one most important thing, I guess, when it comes to communication?
Yeah, communication is huge. I mean, there's no understating it. It's, after interviewing so many people, it's the common thread of why a relationship is successful or not. Obviously, there's a lot of compatibility things, but ultimately, if you're not communicating and you want that relationship to work, or you like that person, but you just can't get on the same page, it doesn't mean that it's not right, but you certainly need to reevaluate what's going on. And so there's a lot of methods to do that. And I think it's funny, like, we work on so many areas of our life, health, trying to find a girlfriend, our jobs. But ultimately, like, with all these things, and communication is not just with a girlfriend, it's in work and everything you're doing. It's so key. And a lot of this can be applied across the board. So, one of the things that I really liked as a exercise that you can do is understand, there's not one single thing, you know, there's that, because communication is complex. So you take all these tools and it's just going to make you more valuable when you're communicating. So one of the ones I really like is the sandwich method of communicating. So say you're having a lot of it, communication, especially with a girlfriend or a wife, is conflict resolution, right? It's easy to talk to your wife or girlfriend when you're like happy and just talking about your day. That's easy. When you're in an argument, that's when things can go south fast. So the sandwich method is super valuable. What that is you want to lead with a positive remark. So say you're having an argument about, you know, the leaving the something in the yard. Okay. See, I'm trying to think of something, and luckily my wife and I definitely argue, but it's usually over, like, ridiculous things. So you're having a ridiculous argument, let's just say, and it's your turn to sort of interject. You don't want to go in and lead with a negative statement. Well, you know, then you just go on the attack and say, well, you never do that either. That's just going to – everything's just going to go south. You want to lead with a positive. So say – and acknowledge their feelings. So I understand why you might be upset, and I'm sorry you feel that way. And then you go with what might be the negative statement of, of your side of the story of, but I am struggling with this, and then finishing with a positive as well. So it's, that's the, why they call it the sandwich method, that you're interjecting, or when it's your turn to talk, you know, not interrupting, with a positive statement, and then saying what's on your mind, and then finishing with a positive statement. In the same way, you know, in business, if a manager comes up to you, or if you're a manager and you just start sort of go on the attack and say, you're doing this wrong, and I want you to, you know, pick up the slack and this and that, and it's just the person receiving that is going to get automatically on the defensive. Whereas if you lead with a positive and say, hey, you know, you've been doing a really good job on this project, but, and then you go with the negative and you say, but I'd like you to maybe pick up the slack in this area, and then finish with the positive, keep up the good work. That might be an example of this sandwich method.
Cool. So is it kind of like positive, negative, positive? Like start positive?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yep.
That's why it's a sandwich, because the negative's in the middle.
Yep.
Gotcha. And yeah, I like the way you sort of framed some of your statements. Like, for instance, instead of just calling them out on something, like, you know, like, oh, why'd you do this, or that thing pissed me off, or, you know, I hated that when you did that, like, you know, blaming that other person, calling them out for stuff, instead of doing that, you're more of like reframing it. So it's like, I understand, and this is kind of the positive negative positive part, I understand, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way, you know, but I feel this. So it's like you're understanding them, you're coming, you know, you have compassion for them, you get where they're coming from, you're getting in sort of their shoes, and then, you know, then you sort of go into how it makes you feel. And it's not calling them out, it's not picking on them, but it's more of like why it's making you feel this way, and then, you know, slowly bring that up. And then, like you said, you also then finish with a positive, so that, you know, you leave them, you start them happy, and then you leave them happy as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where, you know, I've heard like kind of the lead with a positive, but I've never, until, you know, we heard this sandwich method, the finishing with the positive. I think that's kind of something I didn't really realize, and that's also a really positive positive way to end.
Cool. And what did you say, like, how did you word that, like, positive ending? Like, what are some of the ways you can kind of end positively?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you're talking about, right? But it's really also kind of in acknowledging their feelings. So if you're having an argument with your girlfriend or wife, and it could be like you're leading with the positive, then you're talking about what is bothering you. It's like, well, you never let me go to poker night with the boys. And then, you know, you talk about that. And then instead of just, depending on where it goes, just ending negatively, you can sort of acknowledge her feelings as well. So, and that could be the positive ending, where it's like, I understand that you don't want me spending so much time with them. And so let's try to move forward, and do this better next time, you know. And, you know, there's so many different, examples of what you could be arguing about, but just in your mind, just try not to end on, like, when you're talking and you're going back and forth and you're sort of getting your point across, and depending on what your point is, if it's kind of a negative one, try not to end just negatively. Add something in there that maybe your partner said, and like I said, it's acknowledging their feelings. That can be a positive thing, and that kind of brings me to another sort of communication thing that ties into this is Jonathan Robinson, a guest of ours, talks about the acknowledgement formula. And because really communication is a lot about feeling understood. Like, it can be frustrating if you're in an argument for either side, and one side just doesn't feel like the partner is understanding them. And that's a lot of times why things digress. It's like, no, you don't understand. This is what I'm trying to say. And the other, you're just butting heads. So the acknowledgement formula, you basically just say, it sounds like blank, and that must feel like blank. So your partner comes home, they're upset, they're angry because of something at work, and they're kind of taking it out on you, right? And they're yelling at you for not taking out the garbage. And it's not about not taking out the garbage. It's about their frustration at work that day. So you want to say, hey, it sounds like you're stressed from work. That must feel crappy. That must feel tiring, whatever it is. So that's the acknowledgement formula, is you're acknowledging their feelings, and that's just going to sort of get them to put their guard down and feel understood, because ultimately that's what we all want.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I was just going to say too, just kind of jumping back, like it sounds like almost a positive, like, reassurance. Like, you may even just be like sort of repeating yourself, like, by ending that sort of positively, but it's maybe you reframe the way you say it or say it a little differently, kind of tweak it a bit, but it's almost like you're just ending on an upbeat place instead of like a negative place with that. And sort of the acknowledgement formula sounds also similar to that, where that, like, you're getting in their shoes, or at least empathizing with them, and telling them, like, you understand where they're coming from, you're telling them that you get why they're feeling that way. And I think when you do that, you know, that person kind of respects you a lot more. They're going to appreciate that you appreciate them. And I think it's going to kind of reflect on the way they're treating you. Like, they're going to be like, oh, wait, yeah, maybe, you know, I kind of am, you know, treating him crappy. Or, you know, maybe they'll even apologize. Like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I said that to you. You're right. You know, it's not me. I mean, it's not you. It's me, you know, stressed out with work, et cetera. I can really see how that kind of benefits or kind of stops a fight from occurring or an argument from happening.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, think about how many times you're in an argument and then it's going on for however long, longer than it should. And then when it sort of ends, you realize, like, what the heck were we even arguing about? You know, it's like we were arguing about what was, you know, what to watch, you know, on TV, or what we were having for dinner. And it just digresses, because there may be an underlying issue. You had a stressful day at work, or an issue within the relationship. And that's something also important that I want to sort of acknowledge and bring up, is that so much in communication, staying on top of it's important, because if it sort of doesn't get it, things don't get addressed, something that's going on, you're not communicating about them, that's when it does boil up and you have an argument about taking out the trash. When the argument is not really about taking out the trash, it's about the fact that, I'll just use the same reference, you know, maybe you've been playing poker with your buddies too much and your wife's upset, and that's why you're getting into this crazy argument about taking out the trash. It's not the trash. It's about not communicating about the other things that are kind of the bigger things. So using these tools, using the sandwich method, bringing them up and on a daily basis to communicate and be open. And then the acknowledgement formula, when you do need to sort of acknowledge your partner's feelings in these tools, you know, if you're listening by yourself, guys, and these are tools that your partner should have, your girlfriend or wife should have as well, you know, so that she can better understand you. You know, guys, a lot of times, classically, the stereotype is we don't express our feelings, some of us more than others. And these communication tools are a way that you can get your significant other to help you in communication, where they're sort of bringing it out, but you also want to be open and say, you know, the acknowledgement formula can kind of, you can tell them, like, I just wish you would, you know, acknowledge that I'm stressed out, you know, so giving them that, this formula, it sounds like blank, that must feel like blank, like, that's going to give you the tools to sort of navigate these arguments and communication.
Love it, man. Yeah, and I can see, you know, I mean, this happens. So, I mean, even in my own personal relationship, you know, just arguing or whatever about a fight or past arguments about a fight, where it's like, you know, you're arguing for hours, and like you said, man, you just kind of realize, like, what the hell are we even arguing about? Why are we even having this fight? Like, I can't even remember, you know, what the topic was of this fight. And it's just like, at that point, you know, you've gone so much back and forth arguing that you're just like arguing to like one up the other person or win the argument to be right. And it's like, you know, you just totally lost all sort of purpose for even having the argument in the first place. But I think it's important where that if you stop that in its tracks, like right when it's coming on, like, you know, the stressed out kind of thing where someone comes home or whatever, you know, how most arguments start where it's kind of a baseless thing. If you can stop that in its tracks by using one of these techniques, you know, it's just going to save you guys so much heartache and, you know, I think relieve so much stress from you guys' relationship altogether.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by the Elite Man Conference, the world's number one personal growth conference for men. If you're looking to master your personal, social, and business life, this is the conference for you. Last year, we had 30 world-class speakers and hundreds of guests at our two-day event. That was unbelievable. Amazing, Justin. This conference completely changed my life, man. These are just a few of the things that attendees personally told me at the end of those 2 days. Our speakers included world-class life coaches, top-ranked business leaders, legendary fitness experts, best-selling authors, and many others. Experts like John Romanello, Scott McKay, Kim Seltzer, Dr. Stephen Cabral, Thomas Edwards, and so many others. This year, we plan to have even more amazing speakers like this and an event that's 10 times better. Go to EliteManConference.com and subscribe to our newsletter right now to reserve your seat. Hurry up because seating is limited and we will be selling out fast when tickets go on sale in a few weeks.
So, Chase, do you got anything else, man? Is there any other communication techniques, strategies you have for us that we can kind of use?
Absolutely. So one of the big things that I find myself doing, and I'm sure your listeners, is when you get in, you know, these are sort of the two things we mentioned were sort of preventative things from having an argument de-escalate into a shouting match or, you know, getting nowhere. But this is kind of once you're in it, and maybe you feel yourself getting hot, your temper's rising. Dr. Julie Colwell mentioned this, and she said basically adrenaline, when we produce it, a lot of times, like when you're in an argument and your temper's getting high, it takes 15 to 20 minutes to metabolize. So that adrenaline's going to take 15, 20 minutes to get out of your body. So, you know, that's when you, if you've ever been in an argument and it just wasn't a good one, you feel like literally your body, your temperature is rising, the adrenaline's pumping. So what she recommended was you just take a break and you can have a word even. And Jonathan Robinson had a word for this. He would tell his wife yellow light and literally just say yellow light. And that means, okay, I need 5-10 minutes and let's just take a break from this. And we'll revisit it when our nerves have sort of calmed down. And I thought that was a really good thing, tool, because so many times it's just, you mentioned winning the argument. And that's like what happens when you're just sort of in the moment, your temper's rising, you got that adrenaline, and you're not really, you're really a different person. And Dr. Colwell said, we're threatened animals who can speak. Is basically what's happened. You know, humans, we're animals. So the fact that we feel threatened, we're on the defensive, and we're able to speak, that's when you say things that you regret. You say things you don't really mean. So instead, take a second, calm down, take a few breaths, and tell your partner whatever it is. You can have a word for it, yellow light, or you could just say, hey, I need a few minutes. And it, look, easier said than done. It's incredibly hard to do that, but be mindful of this. Use these tools, and I think it'll save you a lot of heartache and frustration.
Yeah, man, I 100% agree with this as well. I mean, I started implementing this in my relationship about a year ago, and I can honestly say it's done wonders for stopping like these fights from escalating into serious, like drawn out hour long fights, or sometimes even like day fights or days long fights with an S. Where it's just like, you know, you're fighting all week about something so minuscule or insignificant, and, you know, just escalates into something big. But, you know, taking a break, like you mentioned, also Rachel Mohiban was another sort of guest we had on the show back, I don't know what number it was, but maybe like 70-something. She talked about this too and how powerful taking a break can be. Like, it's a game changer when you start doing this. Like, even, you know, taking, you said Dr. Julie Colwell mentioned 15 to 20 minutes for adrenaline to calm down. So it's about 20-minute break, 25-minute, whatever it takes, 30-minute break. you know, just separating, taking some time to cool down. Literally, like, your body is cooling down. Like, the biochemistry in your body is getting back to sort of baseline normal rate, and you're not all fired up. Like you said, like, the animals, we're all animals. We're all primitive at the end of the day. We still have these sort of primitive genes running through our bodies, and we have to kind of understand that when we're all fired up, or we're all, you know, riled up and hot-headed, that these arguments aren't really going to resolve themselves in that time frame, like that space. We need to cool off. We need to think with sort of our logical brain. And I think the best way to do that is to just take a chill break, like calm down for a few minutes, then reconvene when you're sort of level-headed again.
Yeah, exactly. In Dr. Colwell, you know, in psychology, there's a reactive brain and open focus brain. And reactive brain is when you're reacting. Your adrenaline's going. You're just reacting to what your partner says. You're not really thinking. You want to be in the open focus brain where you can be in the present, in your own head, you know, because we literally get sort of, like you said, our biochemistry changes. You got that adrenaline pumping. You are a kind of a different person. So it's not going to be healthy conversation most of the time. So, yeah, absolutely a valuable thing to be aware of.
Fantastic, man. Is there anything else, another strategy for this?
Yeah. You know, one of the other things that's really important to understand is, you know, how we are raised shapes so much of how we communicate. You know, however your parents communicated with you is likely going to be the way you communicate, maybe not directly, but because of that, whether it was something that was lacking. So understanding your own past and your partner's past is super important. And Dr. David Rico, who talks a lot about this, he's written on it extensively, exploring your partner's past, and he uses the 5 A's of attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing. Now, what that is the 5 A's are how your parents showed you these things. So so a good exercise that he recommends is going to your partner and saying, this is how my mother showed me attention. This is how my mother showed me acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing. And then also examining that with your father as well. And that's so important, because if your mother showed you attention by being lovey and hugging you and kissing you, then that's probably how you're going to like to receive attention from your partner. The same thing down the line for the 5 A's, and the same thing for your father. So understanding this about yourself first, sort of looking inward and reflecting on how you receive the 5 A's from your parents, and then communicating that from both sides, and then have your wife or girlfriend say, this is how my mother showed me attention. Or not. Maybe they didn't ever hug them or ever kiss them or ever put their hand on their shoulder and there was no physical attention. That's going to probably lead to some later in life, some difficulties with that thing. And maybe that's why your wife really loves when you snuggle with her on the couch, or you give her a hug or a kiss before she goes to work. So I thought that was a really valuable thing.
It makes total sense. You know, that's kind of how we're conditioned, we're programmed, you know, as youngsters, as adolescents growing up, or, you know, even infants. And we take that with us, and that's kind of what we like. It makes total sense. And that was Dr. David was it Riccio?
Yep. It's Rico, but it's R-I-C-H-O.
Okay, Rico. And then the 5 steps again for that were attention, acceptance, appreciation, allowing, and what's the one I'm missing?
Affection.
Okay. Gotcha. Awesome, man. Yeah, that makes total sense. It's really interesting work that he's doing, and I think it just makes sense. You know, that's how we're raised. Our brains, you know, we're all programmed with sort of these set of instructions as we're younger. And even as we're older, you know, we learn different things all the time. We learn new things. But it makes total sense that what we had when we were younger, as far as what we learned about love and how it's displayed and shown, demonstrated on us, is kind of what we seek when we get older. And I think it's important to understand what your partner went through and also what you went through, as you know, when you were younger.
Yeah, yeah, it's huge. And then you can move forward with the – it's also – the nice thing about it is it's going to create another level of intimacy. You know, this isn't directly related to communication, but it kind of is that it will affect it, where you're going to understand some things about your partner that most of the listeners probably – haven't done. You know, I know when we first got this, Sarah and I, we consider our relationship healthy and happy, but we've never really examined these 5 A's and how our parents gave them to us. And then once we did that, it sort of gave us another level of intimacy. We felt like we knew each other better because we did. And ultimately, now I'm going to be able to better serve her needs in everything in our relationship.
Awesome, Chase, man. Really appreciate it. So, Chase, give us one more final technique and sort of like a send-off message for our audience.
Yeah, absolutely. So another important thing that comes up is nonverbal communication, right? Like we talk a lot about these exercises that words and talking these things out, but nonverbal communication is huge. And I'll also throw into there, it actually is verbal, but your tone. So, and you've probably, I know I've done it. It's like your wife or girlfriend will say, it's not what you said, it's how you said it, right? And, mm-hmm. and that's not on them. It's you. Like you can be like, hey, take out the trash, or you can be like, take out the trash, right? It's the same words, but it's communicated very differently. And that's in all of our communication. So be aware of your tone when you're communicating. It's super important that you're not being condescending. You're not being antagonistic, in your tone if you're trying to have a productive conversation. And then also the nonverbal cues of, you know, how you're standing, how you're approaching your partner. Are you in a defensive stance? Are you in an attacking stance? All of these things are a huge part of nonverbal communication. And on the other side, like when you're receiving the communication, if your wife, girlfriend is talking to you and they're trying to like explain how they're feeling and you're rolling your eyes, you're not looking at them, you're scrolling through your phone, like that's the quickest way to not have a productive conversation. So really try to be aware of the nonverbal cues and things that are going on in order to be most effective in communicating.
Yeah, I love that, man. That's a perfect sort of final step for us. Like, I think it's so important, like you said, nonverbal communication. Between that, body language, and sort of tonality, like your tone of voice, I've heard, you know, estimates that it's up to anything from like 93% of your communication. So the words you actually say, the physical words themselves are about 7%, maybe a little higher from, you know, different people depending on who you reference, but about 7% of, you know, what you're actually saying. So it's so important, man. If you want to stop a fight, if you want to have better communication, if you want to, you know, communicate effectively with your spouse, you gotta understand what you're subconsciously, or, you know, without thinking about what you're communicating, what you're actually really communicating to them. So I think it's a perfect way to sort of leave us with that technique, man. Is there any last send-off relationship or communication-related advice you'd just like to leave our audience, and then also a place that our listeners can check out more about you, man?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think for the advice is to take this advice, just the stuff we've talked about today, and I'm sure the stuff on your podcast that you've brought up in relationships with past guests, and actually implement it, you know, with anything, with health advice, with all this stuff. We have all this great information today on podcasts, online, in books, but unless you're actually applying it and implementing it in your relationship, you're not going to see – I mean, you could do it within from yourself, but – bringing it to your partner and actually implementing these things is kind of the thing I would tell listeners to do. And then as far as finding us, you can check out I Do Podcasts on iTunes. Check it out. And then idopodcast.com online.
All right, man. Chase, thanks so much for coming on, brother. I really appreciate it. And I know our guys are really going to love this episode. So take care and I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Justin.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast interviews with all of our incredible world-class guests from the lifestyle, health, fitness, business, and social worlds absolutely free. Subscribe now, guys, if you haven't already, and enjoy all future episodes. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an awesome review. We really do appreciate it.